Alleluia, through these 50 days of Easter, not because everything suddenly makes sense, but because something deeper has changed. And yet, if we're honest, it doesn't take long for Easter joy to feel fragile. This week alone, the failed ceasefire in Iran, there's nothing there that even faintly looks like peace. Global tensions that seem to widen rather than resolve, the rising costs, quietly tightening the pressure on households, and a world increasingly shaped by algorithms and artificial intelligence. Powerful, impressive, and yet leaving many people wondering what is real, what is trustworthy, what is human. It's a strange emotional climate. Part anxiety, part exhaustion, and if we're honest, sometimes a kind of numbness. And into that world, this gospel speaks. A locked room. Fear. Uncertainty. People who thought they knew how the story would go. And now don't. And then Thomas. Thomas, who refuses to pretend, unless I see, unless I touch, I will not believe. We call him doubting Thomas, but that rather misses the point. Thomas is not rejecting faith. He is refusing a faith that is thin, second-hand, unreal. He will not settle for hearsay. He wants something he can trust. And in that, he feels very close to where many people are today. Because we are surrounded by things that look real, sound real, sometimes even feel real, but often lack depth. And the temptation is to settle for what is convenient, for what is surface level, for what is just about convincing enough. But Thomas will not. But notice something extraordinary. When Jesus comes back, he doesn't rebuke Thomas. He doesn't say, just believe. He comes back for him into that same locked room, into that same fear, into that same uncertainty, and says simply, peace be with you. He offers not an explanation, but himself. Put your fingers see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Wounded. Real. Present. And Thomas, confronted not with an argument, but with a person, exclaims, my Lord and my God. Rowan Williams once wrote that resurrection is not simply about Jesus coming back to life, but a new kind of presence. A presence that is not limited, not contained, not controlled, but which meets us where we are, and calls us beyond where we are. And that is what Thomas encounters. Not certainty in the modern sense, not a system that explains everything, but a relationship that can hold him. And that changes everything. Because the resurrection is not about removing doubt. It's about reconciling and relocating faith. It's not in our ability to work things out, not in systems or control, but in a living Christ who still comes into locked rooms. A living Christ who still comes into anxious lives. A living Christ who still comes into a complicated and uncertain world and says, peace be with you. But the gospel doesn't stop there. John records Jesus' words, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. And this is where it becomes uncomfortable. Because Easter is not something simply to celebrate. It's something to live. And that means that the church, even a small church like this, is not called to be a place that simply survives. Not a place that quietly manages decline. Not a place that simply waits for better days. It's called to be a place that is sent, a people that are sent. Sent into a world that is weary, that is confused, a world that is searching, whether it knows it or not, for something real. Sam Wells puts it like this. The church is not here to fix the world from a distance, but to be with, to be present, attentive, and faithful in the particular place God has set us. And that is both a challenge and a gift. Because Bolney, this church does not need to become something it is not. It doesn't need to compete or impress or scale up. But it is called to be real. To be a place where people can come as they are. With doubt. With questions. With half-formed faith. And not be met with pretense, but with presence. A place where peace is not just spoken, but lived. A place where people are known by name. A place where lives are shared. A place where burdens are carried together. In a world shaped by systems and algorithms and artificial intelligence and power, that kind of deeply human presence is not a weakness, it is a witness.